than everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Anthony Blinken made a remark last week. He wanted to know what is going to happen after Israel occupies Gaza and eliminates the threat of the terrorism in Gaza, which you will have to do. And who and what is going to happen to Gaza and the people of Gaza, the Arabs living in the present area? What will happen after this campaign is concluded? Well, it says after this is done, Israel is going to wash its hands off the matter of Hamas and Gaza. They're going to wash their hands. There are going to be three phases. We're in phase, just beginning to go phase two, but very carefully. The first phase is what we've been observing for over 3 weeks. Israel is finding the command centers, finding the Hamas leaders, taking care of both of these matters. Then Israel is going to eventually cut ties with the Gaza Strip when this war is concluded. And Israel will no longer allow Palestinians to come into, well, they're not Palestinians. I keep going with the narrative. These are Gazans. They're not Palestinians. It's a made-up name. The British gave the name to the people in the Gaza as Palestinians. They're not. They're Arabs. They're Egyptians. They're Jordanians. They're from Lebanon. They're from other countries, from North Africa, other areas of North Africa. They're Gazans. And these individuals are not going to be allowed to work in Israel ever again. And as you heard earlier on the Alex Jones program, many of these people, I have been stating for the last 2-3 weeks almost, they're going to go into Egypt. Jordan doesn't want them. Turkey doesn't want them. The other nations don't want them. But they're, according to the Bible, they're going to be removed out of that Gaza area. Israel will eventually occupy, the people of Israel will occupy Gaza. People want to know, why are all the buildings being flattened? Why the campaign to destroy existing structures? Well, if you watch Israeli news and if you watch what the Israeli command spokespeople talk about, almost all of these buildings have tunnels within. And Israel, they know that as they go into the Gaza area, north area in Gaza, the northern part, that if they go in too deep without finding the tunnels in the homes, in the businesses, in the city structures, government structures, then what they do is they go in, and then you have tunnels behind them, and they're going to be attacked not only from the front, but the back. We in this country, we don't understand. We think, well, there's probably 10, 15, maybe 100 tunnels. No, thousands of tunnels, or actually entrances to tunnels. Thousands of entrances. Like one IDF commander stated, he said, we want to make sure that as we move in, we find every tunnel and the exit or the entrance to each tunnel. And when we find them, we bring the building down on top of them. It's too hard to dig out of a tunnel having to go through all the debris that is blocking that entrance. Israel is going to, in northern Gaza, as they move in, they're going to continue. When they find a tunnel, they are going to bring that structure down on top of that exit. So this is why so much bombing, aerial campaigns, rockets, tanks. This is what's happening. There's three phases. And we're going to go again with number one, two, and three, and then what happens after. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Podcast 1360, KHNC. We'll be back. We'll continue. It's important.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out-sized trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm who have courage. And if there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace, it's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Okay. Everybody wants to rule the world. Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, America, Russia, China. Everybody, Afghanistan, Iran, the Europeans, you, me, everybody wants to rule something. It's the nature of man. Now, the campaign in Israel is that, I have to get my notes out here, I got to put my glasses on. Number one, the campaign that we're watching is exactly what was intended by Israel, to find the leaders, the command centers, their communication systems, destroy them using air attacks, and they have been very successful. Number two, they're going to, or phase two, is they're going to have, they will start a campaign, which will be a gradual campaign, not so much the aerial, but just a gradual operation. So, when this is done, the Gazans are not going to be allowed to enter Israel or work there because they won't be there anymore. They're going to be moved to other nations. Israel no longer is going to have responsibility for life in the Gaza Strip once the war is over because these Gazans are going to be out of the area. Israel is going to occupy present-day Gaza. The strategies have been made by the defense minister, Yoav Gallant. The conflict is going to, again, be in these three phases. Phase three, removal of Israeli responsibilities for life in the Gaza Strip. Not going to be responsible for the people, the Gazans. They will be moved to other nations, and America, Europe, Africa, they don't want to go to other Arab nations. These people don't want to go to other Arab nations. The other Arab nations don't want the Gazans. They're going to be used by the New World Order to destroy the cultures, continue to destroy the cultures in Europe, and especially in this country, in every country where they go, because they're taking with them a religion of violence. People don't want to admit it. They don't want to believe it. But this is what Islam is. It is a military operation, military religion / political movement / operation to rule the world. And Israel is not going to be part of the solution of giving the Gazans work. They're going to be, like one of the Yoav Gallant said, Israel is going to disconnect the umbilical cord. The crossings from Gaza to Israel are not going to be reopened. They won't need to be reopened because once they're opened, the Jewish people will live in Gaza. The officials have made it clear that their objective is to find the Hamas terrorists and to either imprison them or they're going to die. There's not going to be any details on exactly what is going to happen after the war. Israel is not... There are some things that Israel doesn't want to talk about. There are some things that the United States is pressing Israel to... They want Israel to explain what the plan is. Israel doesn't have to tell them anything. And there have been secret talks, according to Bloomberg News, between Israel and the United States on the post-Hamas future for Gaza. It's going to be a rebuilding campaign for the corporations in the United States, in Europe. It's going to be a big operation, rebuilding campaign, just like took place in Europe after World War II, in Japan after Hiroshima. There's money to be made by the corporations in the United States of America. There's a consideration that after this war is concluded, that there will be an interim government that is going to be backed by the UN and Arab nations. Well, that'll be a disaster. You remove Hamas and the terrorists, and you bring in the anti-Semitic leaders of the Arab nations and these UN officials to basically oversee what's going to happen in that area. You haven't accomplished anything. These people are even more evil and powerful than Hamas, Hezbollah. So you haven't gained a thing. But presently, according to Bloomberg, the discussions are still in early stages. There's no guarantee that neighboring countries will even go along with the support plans. Because of the neighboring nations in the Arab world, nine Arab nations, that means they will, if they want to be part of the solution is to take the Palestinians, or not the Palestinians, I'm sorry, the Gazans, to relocate them into Saudi Arabia. I know Saudi Arabia is just begging to get some of these people in Saudi Arabia. Same with Oman. Same with even Jordan, which will be Israeli territory anyhow. It's a disaster. And Israel eventually is not going to go along with these plans anyhow. They don't need Arab nations telling them what to do within their borders. They don't need the UN. They don't need the WHO, the World Health Organization is now getting involved, if you can imagine that. And the World Health Organization, whether there's going to be diseases or plagues or bacteria, and these people will be unhealthy, they'll come in with their vaccinations. So they're going to, and also these nations realize that these people that are presently in Gaza, they're welfare state recipients. They don't know how to work. The young ones absolutely don't know how to work. The only thing they know how to operate are their digital devices. That's it. They're uneducated. They don't generally know deep math. They don't know science. They don't have occupations. They're welfare state recipients or military. And like I stated last week, there's many of the young people, the youth, not the girls, mainly the boys, from let's say 13 up to 15, are being allowed to exit that area. Why? This is the new army in the future. They don't want to destroy their army, these young boys. It's the military to come. And they've all been trained, they've all been radicalized. You can't really take what they've learned out of them. You can't take the hatred out of them. I know that as the tanks are moving into Israel, these youth are standing on the side of the roads, throwing stones, whatever they can get their hands on. They don't have guns in their hands, but they're throwing rocks. They're whatever they can do. They're not hitting Israeli citizens or the Israeli military. But you can see by their anger that you're not going to be able to tame this, I call it a spirit. You're not going to be able to tame it. You can't, there's nothing you can do. So that's what's basically the plans for the solution after the war is over. Israel is on the second part, the second stage, is to incrementally go in. They are not going to just rush and charge like the old British used to do. They charge and one shooter kneels, that one stands and the other reloads. They're not doing that. They're being wise about this. They're protecting themselves. Now, another thing which I've been talking about since the early 80s, the coming wars that America is going to fight, and either a military draft once again, conscription. And in the 80s, in the early 80s, I realized that after World War II, one thing I realized, that America was going to be involved in international wars. And there was going to be a need for hands, arms, and legs. But because we were in limited situations in Afghanistan, Vietnam, Iraq, different areas of the world, many of these soldiers that went in for 3 years or 4 years ended up staying for 12. This is why so many, this was our ongoing military operation. But now things have changed. The young people of this country, the young men and women, America is going to need not volunteers. They need the numbers of people that are actually signing up for duty in the U.S. Army, Navy, Marines is almost non-existent. So the only thing that this country can do is once again begin a draft. It's in the Bible. It's going to happen. In the years before Christ returns, this is when this campaign to draft the young people of the United States of America will begin again. And I'm going to tell you, already the laws are in place. Not just those from 18 up to 25, but from 25 to 35. From 35 to 45, these people up to, I think it is 45, it might have been 52, are going to be eligible for the draft. And in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 51, it talks about, and I'm going to read these scriptures after this break, and then hopefully you'll understand what I'm trying to present, not because I know something, I have intelligence about something, or I have intelligence reports, nothing like that. It's because it's in the Bible. And what the Bible says, I pay attention to. I think you should also. We'll be back in a little while, and we're going to continue. And I will give you a little more insight. You may not like it, but the mothers and the fathers, you're going to have to pay attention. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
We'll be right back. My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
And I bet you're wondering what is going on. Well, quite a bit. Now, in the book of Jeremiah 51, there are some interesting verses, and it talks about an empire at the end of the world, and this empire is going to be used like a hammer or a maul. And God is going to use this nation to destroy the nations of the world. And I'm trying to find the verse right now. Okay, Jeremiah 51. We can't avoid what's coming. This war in Gaza is in the Bible. It is Psalm 83 about 20, I think it was probably 2003, I wrote Stan Monteith a letter. And I told Stan that I believe that the United States will go to war again, and I don't mean the little wars where we've been occupying nations, but I mean a major war. Excuse me. A major war where the United States would move with a plan to take over the Middle East, and we would have a conscription once again. I wrote Stan a letter. He wrote me back and said, I hate to say, but I believe you're right. Well, I'm not that I'm right. It's that it's in the Bible, Everything I present, I try to bring it from the view of what God had stated through his prophets in the Old Testament, Christ stated, and his disciples who became apostles stated. This is my where I come from. During the years that I had a radio program in Las Vegas, Nevada, KKVV, 1360 AM there, I did many programs on a coming conscription once again in the United States of America. We haven't had conscription since the Vietnam War, but the Bible says that there would be conscription once again in the United States of America. And it would be in verse 7 that there is a nation, Babylon, and it says that Babylon had been a golden cup in the Lord's hand. And this nation had made the earth drunk with its culture, with its McDonald's, with its Amazon, with its technology, Twitter, which is now Starlink or X. And God says that he would destroy this nation. But this nation would be a hammer or a maul or a device that would be used to destroy the nations. And Jeremiah 51, verse 20, God says that this empire, this great nation, greater than any nation that has ever existed, this great nation would be God's battle axe, a tool, a sophisticated tool, or weapons that would be so sophisticated that men, even the 80s couldn't imagine, or the 90s, or the turn of the century, or 10 years ago, could not imagine the weapons that this nation would use to destroy the nations. But God said, you will be my battle axe. You'll be my weapon, a weapon of war. With you, America, I will break in pieces the nations. With you, I will destroy kingdoms. With you, I will break in pieces a horse and his rider, old terminology, armies. With you, I will break in pieces the chariot and his rider, armies. I will also break in pieces man and woman. With you, I will break in pieces old and young. With you, I will break in pieces young man and maid. In other words, he's going to destroy the relationships that people have with each other. These relationships are basically going to be non-existent. You take a husband, a young man, who just marries, and you and these verses are talking about one thing. What is it? What one thing will this nation use to destroy everything I'm presenting to you? War. W-A-R. War. War breaks everything apart. It destroys marriages of young people. It destroys marriages of those who are, or those who people who are engaged to be married. The young man goes to war, and if he dies, that relationship is destroyed. A young man who is just recently married goes to war, the relationship is destroyed. A middle-aged man who has a business, who has a home, who has a wife and children, war destroys it. God wants the world to know what these evil people of this country, of this empire, what they have planned for the people of the world. And the tool they're going to use is war. He's going to break in pieces the shepherd and his flock, all farming, agriculture, everything like that. I'll break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen, more farming, ranching, ways in which to produce food. I will break in pieces captains and rulers, the people that rule this country. I will render to this great empire Babylon, to all the, excuse me, to all the inhabitants of the area, I will render to them and all their evil and everything that they have done to the world and in Zion, to Israel, in your sight, says the Lord. And then the Lord says to conclude in verse 25, behold, I'm against you, you destroying mountain, which destroys all the earth. I will stretch out my hand upon you. I will destroy you as I bring you down from your place of great power. I'm going to bring you down. I'm going to make you nothing more than a burnt mountain. I'm trying to just abbreviate what is coming. The world more than ever needs the Lord Jesus Christ to help them. We'll be back.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Over the last 20 years, with all your support, we've been able to not only launch the original MyPillow, but also the MyPillow mattress topper, Giza Dream bed sheets, My Slippers, and the MyPillow bath towels. But there's so much more. In fact, we have over 200 products, and I'm so confident that you'll love each and every one of them that when you go to MyPillow.com now, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20 just for checking out the website. No purchase necessary. Get everything from MyPillow blankets, sleepwear, kitchen towels, mattresses, duvets, pet beds, body pillows, comforters, couch pillows, bathrobes, and so much more. Use your promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And remember, just for checking out MyPillow.com, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20. No purchase necessary. This is a limited time promotion, so go to MyPillow.com now.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
There has been a spell put over the people of America, A spell. We don't realize that in Jeremiah 51, it talks about a nation who worships graven images, a nation who is involved in the occult, a nation who is involved with a great, great holiday in the United States. This holiday is basically centered in the United States of America. What holiday am I speaking of? Halloween. This nation entertains the occult, entertains ghosts and witches and satanic evil. You go to the other nations of the world, they don't celebrate Halloween like the people of America do. People think that Halloween is just a for fun, for children, a way in which children can go out in the evening with their little bags and their little ghoulish costumes of witches and ghouls and all types of they dress up with, you know, as different creatures. This is Babylon the Great. And Jeremiah says that Babylon the Great, with all of its worship of idols, witchcraft, will become a great occult nation. We aren't becoming a great occult nation. We are a great occult nation already. And the people that are tender, that are accepting of this high satanic, it is a high satanic festival time. Who was talking about what's been happening in Bohemian Grove? It's about a 3-4 day period of deep occult ritual sacrifice. You can go online to Google. Google will even tell you. They won't hide it. They will tell you that this is the night and the time where the witches cast their spells, where there's human sacrifice. And the Google all of the occult ritual. You can get the occult ritual calendar, and each occult festival will tell you what they do, what must be done on that day. Generally, it's death. Generally, it's murder. Generally, it's all types of sexual perversion. But we in this country, we think Halloween is just an innocent, you know, time to let the kids go out and get candy. Thousands and thousands internationally, thousands of people will die on this day because of the occult. Internationally, this nation, we are going to war again. And what triggered this war was Hamas, or violence. The word violence in Genesis chapter 6, verse 11 and 13. The earth in the days of Noah was violent. Hamas. I've talked about this last week. Hamas means violence. Violent. Violence has begun again. In the decade prior to Christ's return, violence, Hamas, will once again, just like in the days of Noah, will be the condition of the world internationally. Wars, violence, a campaign of one major violent religion on all the nations of the world. A religion that is so violent, it's at war with itself. And what did Christ say? A kingdom divided against itself will not stand. This country is divided against itself. It will not stand. Israel, to some degree, in this war, is divided against itself. But Benjamin Netanyahu, with the Israeli IDF, the backing of the Israeli people, are going to accomplish what God has commanded them to do. They will win this war in the Gaza. The people of Gaza will be distributed throughout the nations. Israel will occupy Gaza. This is the threat to the United States of America. Israel is going to be successful in the campaign in Lebanon. Israel eventually, at Christ's return, the whole Mediterranean, the eastern or the western Mediterranean coast that borders all of Israel, Israel will eventually own all of Lebanon and most of Syria. I know many people don't want to believe that. They don't want to hear that. Israel will own the whole Mediterranean coast along its border, north in Lebanon, up to where it bends and goes west. Syria will eventually become Israeli territory. The present-day Jordan, Israeli territory, and present-day half of Iraq will also become Israeli territory, and the territory extending from the southern border to the Nile River will become Israel's territory. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion to the salve to the retinol cream to the tinctures to the cocoa to the coffee to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 1.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
There is a woman by the name of R.J., I believe it is Rowling, wrote the Harry Potter series for children. America, Americans' children, have been in a classroom to teach them witchcraft, to teach them to cast spells, magic. And mom and dad, they think this is just innocent, just a little movie with a bunch of neat little actors. No, no, this is demonic, devilish to the core. From a Christian perspective, most Christian people know this. Not all. Most Christian people are involved in casting spells, thinking that it's okay. R.J. Rowling has trained millions of young children and introduced witchcraft to them. And these children would prefer witchcraft over God himself. We are a nation that has gone and moved spiritually away from the things of God, the teachings of Christ, the reality of the Holy Spirit, and who He is and what He can do, and the power that He gives His children that serve Him to protect themselves and to pray for others. But train these little children in casting spells, magic. Everything is with them. It's something that is just fun to do. America, in the next few years, won't even have to wait for the next few years. The people, many of the powerful people in this country, in the hells, the hills of hell, seven of them in Washington, D.C., are involved in secret societies, Illuminati, Luciferians, Jesuits who serve the devil. We're not waiting for it to happen. It has happened. And with this war in Israel, God is using Israel to begin the chain of events that are going to it's going to issue into the coming punishments of God on these people. But before God punishes them, these people, these wicked people, are going to bring misery, hardship, death to the people of the world. God is using Israel to set things in motion. In America, we have a constitution that was to protect the people of the nation from the powerful rulers of this land. The Constitution is an ICU and will never leave ICU alive. The Constitution, probably in the next year, is going to be just another piece of paper. Nothing, worth nothing, powerless, because in this coming administration that takes over, Donald Trump is still president. His political career is almost over. But the next person, and it's not Joe Biden, that's going to rule this country, is going to destroy the Constitution. I stated 2 years, 3 years ago that there wouldn't be an election, a coming election after the last election. Well, now there is talk that because of the coming wars, the elections in this country are going to be suspended. The draft for the children of this country, we're going to a draft. The Constitution will be suspended. Join me tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com.
Plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50
podcasts.
First tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
BleedStop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, BleedStop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find BleedStop by clicking on the BleedStop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular BleedStop website prices. Get yours today.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.